This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Every now and again, somebody, you know, I'm a carnivore, so every now and again, somebody that I've collaborated with in the past will drop a huge platter of red, bloody meat right in my lap and then say, you want to talk about this? And that's what has led me to my next guest. Joining us again from beautiful downtown metropolitan Beaufort, North Carolina, is Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. How you doing?
Well, hey, Bill. How are you?
How's Beaufort?
You know, relatively calm. The tourists are now dwindling, but the weather is beautiful, and we're getting back to local.
Well, that's good. And how's your mayor? Is he calming down now? Is he... Has he pulled the concrete barricades out of the street and you guys can actually live in America?
Well, I thought that a couple nights ago I was going to be texting you to say that they were back up because he announced, on election day that he was having some emergency sessions for the council members to take further information on COVID-19. And so I texted about 15 people in town, you know, that the Zoom meeting was coming up, but no such barricades at the moment.
Right. I really don't understand the COVID-19 thing, simply because it's inevitable. Everybody's going to have it. Either they've already had it or everybody's going to have it. And if they've already had it and they didn't know it, they were asymptomatic to it, which everybody knows that's the case, too. It's 80% of America humanity doesn't even get affected by it. Anyway, that's beside the point. So You're formerly from New York. Are you able to sell any antiques right now?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yes, people are, you know, fall is always good for antiques. People are starting to think about the holidays. And as we went into the presidential, there was quite a bit more conversation in the shops. I was calling it, you know, presidential nervousness buying. But people kept coming in to see what the essential thoughts were going into the election.
Right.
Carteret County, North Carolina, has the highest Republican registration per 1,000 in the state. So it's generally, if you will, a relatively safe conversation. But right in the downtown area of Beaufort, yes, there is certainly a number of Democrats and progressives. And so, you know, there was a flag war, a sign war, right, as these things play out.
If you go to Beaufort, anybody, don't look at the sign and say, that's Beaufort.
Correct.
Because then there'll be the pronunciation war. I've already been
involved
in that.
Well, then you're in the wrong state.
Yeah.
Then I've got to send people down to you.
You found some intel coming out of New York, where that's where you have practiced all of your law and everything before you decided to, do certain things. And, it's interesting, and at the same time, it's very alarming. Tell me about it.
Well, the New York State Bar Association decided to take some action on November 7th, so, you know, just a couple of days ago, that they had been working on for months relative to COVID-19. The section that particularly concerns me and others is the issue of whether there will be a law passed at a state or local or federal level mandating a COVID vaccine. The original report issued by the section spoke to support of a mandatory vaccination in New York. The language softened itself up and grew more ambiguous, I would say, as lawyers are wont to do when they really do want to say something. bus. They're not quite sure how it will go over or they're going to get pushback. So they came down to saying only after the following conditions are met as the least restrictive and intrusive alternative to isolation. So somehow in their mind, they're trying to position themselves that a mandatory vaccination of the entire population of the state of New York is less restrictive than things like self-quarantine or even mandated quarantine, coming and going in and out of the state as the new regulations require. And that's the approach that they've taken. I'll throw you one other piece and then, you know, let's kind of chat it through.
Right.
One thing I didn't realize until I got into their 90-page report was that on June 13, 2019, the religious exemption for vaccinating school-attending children was repealed. So no longer in the state of New York can you claim religious exemption to not vaccinate a school-aged child. So that was actually
repealed. Is that because of the COVID vaccine?
Public health law. No, that predates it, June 13, 2019, so
okay.
A full year
gotcha.
Prior. But I was surprised that this fairly profound repeal hadn't received more noise, either on the New York airwaves or on sort of the national airwaves for discussion of vaccines and children and so forth. So I think that's where the New York Law Journal ended up putting together their headline that the New York State Bar Association was essentially recommending mandatory vaccination with no exemption for religion, which was a pretty provocative headline that they were running around with. But that's the way it breaks down. I mean, New York has changed so much over the 25 years that I've been practicing law. I'm
right.
still admitted to practice there. In fact, I just re-upped all my CLEs, you know, in the last month. And you can go through the New York State Bar Association website. You won't find a single CLE on the Second Amendment. That much, if you will, I think, you know, you understand is simply going to be the case for an organization based downstate. But the idea that the organization is recommending to the governor, a governor who potentially is about to end up in Washington, a governor who is speaking with a potential Biden presidency and cast of characters, where do we go on the vaccine?
Well, you know, I don't know. The thing about this is that, you know, we have a flu vaccine. We've had it for I don't know how many years. And half of America doesn't take the flu vaccine. So
probably
is the,
that much, yeah.
Yeah. So is this model they're trying to put out there, is this a model that since Cuomo, a lot of people think Cuomo is going to be the attorney general under the Biden presidency, is this something that you think they might want to try to impose nationally?
Oh, I think so. Right. And I don't think that the New York State Bar Association is the only voice calling for that. I was running down other countries. There is a huge debate going on in Brazil between its president and one of its regional governors, where they even have suffered a clinical patient death in one of the pharmaceutical trials recently. So there was a protest going on, only about 200 people, but nonetheless, a protest going on in that particular province recently saying, listen, we're not your guinea pigs. You can't be vaccinating us.
Yeah, yeah.
What surprised me in the research
I was
doing...
Before you take off on that train of thought, we're coming up on the break. Now, real quick, tell everybody how they can find Paloma's Antique Shop.
Oh, we're at 127 Middle Lane in Beaufort, just tucked off behind Front Street. And you're always welcome to look at us on Facebook and Instagram. Send me a message. Always happy to talk politics and especially the Second Amendment.
Yeah, that's Paloma's forte. We'll be right back. My guest is Paloma Campana, and this is Lock and Load.
Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load, and we are speaking with Paloma Capanna, attorney at law and antique dealer. Have you ever seen that movie Buckaroo Banzai?
No.
You should go check that out, because in the movie Buckaroo Banzai, Peter Weller, the guy who played RoboCop, he's yes. Buckaroo Banzai, and he has a variety of different professions, sort of like you. you know, he's a brain surgeon and a rock and roll star. Sort of like you. Anyway.
Well, you know, part of it is that there's only so much insanity that a person can tolerate. And as the world tips slightly off its axis, so if you take a half a step back and you think, okay, there has to be a pathway through, right?
It's
going to be reasonable. But on a day like today, where I know you and I are going to talk and I'm looking for the sexy data, and I start going through updates on some of the Chinese clinical numbers for their three companies for coronavirus vaccines, you know, I'm really glad that tomorrow I can just turn on the lights in the antique shop and go back to not being responsible for setting, you know, global pandemic policy. The numbers are a bit nerve-wracking, I think, when you look at China breaking the gate a bit ahead of Pfizer, right? They were ahead in June, then Pfizer, of course, recently. You know, Pfizer's talking about 96 patients and trying to get themselves up to the magic number of 164. And in China, they're already inoculating hundreds of thousands. So you've got Sinopharm, which is the state-sponsored company, vaccinating over 350,000 and 31,000 in the United Arab Emirates. Then you've got publicly traded Sinovac Biotech. They've only done about 3,000 employees and family members. But then you've got CanSino Biologics, and they're vaccinating the Chinese military at this point. Latest number, but your guess is as good as mine, Bill, 2.8 million soldiers, sailors, and airmen in the Chinese military. So, you know, the numbers are really starting to go up. Now, will we ever know how those trials go? I doubt the transparency will be there.
Let me ask you a question. Have they done any studies yet that they have published where they say, if you have coronavirus, the expectation that you develop immunity to this is this? Have they done that yet? Because I'm just sitting here, it's like they're trying this whole thing where we're trying to keep people from catching coronavirus.
Right.
That seems silly to me.
Well, I believe that the conversation has a fine point in there. And the question is there immunity or can you develop antibodies? And do antibodies actually guarantee immunity? So I believe that that question is still up for debate. So when I'm looking at numbers of, you know, hundreds of thousands of people getting vaccinated and me, in my simple non-medical mind, I'm saying we have not even been living officially with coronavirus 19 for one calendar year. And we're off to the races with mass inoculation and the New York State Bar Association making recommendations that appear, at least on its face, no matter how fancy a lawyer wants to word it, that they would support mandatory inoculation of the entire population of the state of New York, no exemption even for children.
I guess this is, I've thought very seriously about doing my own unscientific survey to find out about immunity, because I've had COVID-19.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So what I want to do is I want to find a bunch of pretty girls that have COVID-19 and kiss them, see if I catch it again.
You know, not even New York passed immunity for that.
Well, you know, didn't they do a survey in New York that found 2.2 million people with the antibodies? I mean, wouldn't that be a great place to start to see how that works when you got that many people with the antibodies?
Right. And so the antibody question is one that's being hotly pursued in the UK, and the National Health Service there has been doing mass population surveys into the tens of thousands of people running those ratios. So that's what I mean about, you know, the first step, if you will, on are we sure that we are defining coronavirus and all of its signs and symptoms and the variations on it? I mean, to me, the definition is still a bit up for grabs. Do we know whether it's only short-term or will we see chronic conditions and permanent lung scarring, you know, that continues downstream. But that's, I'm still back to this, you know, it hasn't even been a year. But with the antibodies, one of the questions that's pending is how long are they good? Do antibodies expire? Are there some patients who are contracting COVID-19 for a second round, or have they never really flushed it out of their system in the first place? To me, because all of these questions are so basic, I'm an absolute, I would not be a candidate for the vaccine, not in the short term.
Well, are there no exemptions then for you if you're not a candidate for it?
Well, and the other issue, if we can, is to raise the question of how the vaccine will actually work. And I'm trying to come up to speed as quickly as I can now that Pfizer has been issuing some information since Monday on its approach with this mRNA, this messenger RNA. I mean, it sounds pretty clever, right? You send in these bits of protein that look like pieces of coronavirus to teach a person's immune system how to recognize and attack the coronavirus if it actually enters your body.
Is that why there's two shots?
Right. I mean, this is you and I go to the range. What are we doing? We're practicing so that if a home invader actually presents him or herself, we are competent to defend. So, I like the concept that they're using to approach it. But if I'm a person who has 3 out of the 4 risk factors for COVID-19, and I have now invested 9 months of my life and several months of not even having a business open to try to do all the voluntary measures that I think a person at risk should take.
Okay.
Now you're going to infect me with the virus? I don't think so.
I don't think so. I knew where that was going. You ended that perfectly. You have such good media sense, Paloma. Tell everybody where to find your antique shop.
Sure. I'm in coastal Beaufort, North Carolina, just across the water from the Wild Horses, and we'd love to see y'all.
I'm going to go out there as soon as I know the coast is clear. And as soon as I've had my COVID vaccine. Anyway, we'll be right back. My guest is Paloma Campana. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has earned the 15 Electoral College votes in North Carolina. Also, Democratic challenger Cal Cunningham conceded the North Carolina Senate race to Senator Tom Tillis on Tuesday, handing Republicans a key win in their quest to retain control over the Senate. The FDA is granting drug maker Eli Lilly emergency use authorization for its COVID-19 treatment. Eli Lilly's CEO, David A. Ricks, explains who it will help.
The first drug ever to be designed for beating back COVID-19. It's indicated in early diseases, you're saying, so within the first 10 days of symptoms. And we really want it targeted to those with high risk factors.
And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 262 points to finish at 29,420. You're listening to USA Radio News. All eyes are turning to Georgia, where two election races will decide which party controls the Senate. It appears both are headed to a runoff January 5th. Rachel Bovard is with the Conservative Partnership Institute. She says Republicans have to get people out to the polls just like Democrats did in the general election in Georgia.
Well, Stacey Abrams, to her credit, did not take Georgia for granted. She got out and had a strong ground game. Republicans have to counter that. They have to be on the ground registering voters. They cannot take red states for granted. And I hope that they're doing that. They needed to be doing it yesterday. I know that both Senate campaigns are actively pursuing voters in this regard, but hey, they got to get on the ground and they got to do it today.
The number of coronavirus cases in the United States continues to rise. There have been more than 100,000 new infections for five straight days after the COVID tracking project reported 118,000 new cases on Monday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a five-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
This is Lock and Load. Excuse me. And I've still got the busy throat. Once again, we're speaking with Paloma Capana, who I have to keep interrupting because the radio thing, you know, I got to do these breaks and everything. Where were you at when we were... And let me ask you this. How long has the New York State Bar Association been advising the Democrats?
Oh, gosh. They've always been very Democrat and very progressive, at least throughout the course of my career.
Right.
Yeah, that's just a clear, compact answer. No
right.
expansion.
Right,
right.
I get you.
It's absolutely what it is, yeah.
So, anyway,
On the break, I took a quick look to refresh because I did not want to misquote the numbers. But the Lancet had reported September 2020, less than 10% of the U.S. population has antibodies. And Cambridge College at the end of October reported that in the U.K. they were estimating it at 4.4% of the population, down from 6% in June. And that appears to be supportive of their working hypothesis that COVID-19 antibodies are not very long-lasting. So the current estimate is 3 to 4 months.
Okay.
Which, if you will, leads me to then say follow the money.
Well, that's always a good recommendation, isn't it? To follow the money.
Right.
So.
Right.
Anyway.
I mean, look at how much money was made just in the last 48 hours. By a little company nobody in the United States, I would gather, had heard of outside of the medical industry. So the whole headline was Pfizer, but their partner was BioNTech, and that company's net worth went from $4.6 billion in 2019 to $25.72 billion as of this Monday.
Okay. All right. Anyway.
Right.
So out of all of this...
You do the math. The estimated cost per dose will be $150 per person.
Wow.
Global population, 7.8 billion. If antibodies, and I would assume that this messenger RNA really isn't going to work too much differently, if it is something that we have to end up taking four times a year, you do the math.
Quite the money grab, isn't it?
I'd want to come up with a vaccine, too. But you know, we really want to make our listeners stop driving their cars and pull over to the side of the road, we take them back to when you and I first started chatting earlier this year, Bill, and we talked about where Pfizer's Southeast Asian headquarters is located, at Bio Lake in Wuhan, China, next door to the high-security P4 lab, where there is a reasonable argument to be made the virus originated.
Well, that's all
so
interesting, too.
Right? I mean, call me a conspiracy theorist. Go ahead. Other people have done it already.
So this the way this is shaping up now, is this going to be worldwide that they're going to want to do this, where it's just mandatory for everybody?
Well, the irony is this. The Chinese government was engaged in a public biomedical ethics discussion in September into early October, and everything from the China Daily News to the India Times, that China is not going to mass inoculate its entire population. They see no reason to do so. The numbers are down. They understand how to control it. And so while it makes sense to do it in the U.S. where the disease is raging, they're not planning to do it in China.
That'd be a, well, I mean, if the Chinese were paying $150 a pop, that'd be some pretty good money there, huh?
Well, one of the Chinese companies is publicly traded.
Yeah.
So let's all go get some stock in Sinovac, right? It's NASDAQ. It's SVA on NASDAQ, and at the moment, it's a heck of a lot cheaper than trying to buy BioNTech, right? So the WHO reported in a paper that they keep updating. It's a really nice paper that's been on their website since several months, and the most recent update, November 3rd, there's 47 vaccines worldwide in clinical evaluation status, and 155 additional vaccines in preclinical evaluation. I think, at least in my personal opinion, there's really only ever been about 7 to 8 vaccine potentials worldwide that were like real horses in the race. You know, if you were going to put a few dollars kind of on each and hedge your bets that it wouldn't take much or one of your horses to win. I mean, BioNTech is up 524% on the year.
That's a pretty good stockholders meeting there for that one, huh? Just cash out your hand right now. Yeah. Pretty good stockholders meeting for that one, huh? Who doesn't want to hold that meeting?
Absolutely. When you consider that it's a husband and wife who are the CEO and the CMO, and that they've already sold one pharmaceutical company in 2016, I think we know where this one's going, too.
Yeah, I guess we're going to see. Now, with the text you sent, you mentioned that there's a possibility that Andrew Cuomo might be the Attorney General.
Yes.
And we're coming up on the next break, but I want you to expand on that a little bit. I had heard that myself.
Mm-hmm.
I find that absolutely astounding, given the way he's handled New York. I know that he's out there and he's passing the buck on to de Blasio. I don't know who de Blasio can pass it on, because who's under him? So I guess the buck stops with de Blasio on all of that. But, I mean, he's the one that authorized and set up the policy where we would send COVID patients to nursing homes, right? They would have to accept
That's
them.
Correct.
Which is, you know, those are the people that actually need to be wearing the masks and social distancing and being in a bubble and all this other stuff. And instead, we just sent them in a whole bunch of infected people. And how many people died as a result of that in New York?
You know, Bill, I would have to refresh on that number. I think what I would, however, point out to the listening audience is it's great that you continue to raise the issue of Cuomo's nursing home policy, because in New York, the New York press has been under really vehement opposition from Cuomo and who knows what in the back halls, not to cover it, not to talk about it. You know, it really, he's got a tremendous press engine on his freight train, and there's very little coverage of the actual policy. It was up on his website. He pulled it. You know, I've got a copy. It was shocking. You know, I've downloaded it to my computer, but very few people are talking about it. And if we think he will stop and be satisfied at serving in a cabinet or serving in an appointed position, to me, I simply view whatever position he would take in Washington at this time as his way of simply doing free advertising across the national landscape for a 2024 presidential run.
Hang on for me. Hang on for me. We'll be right back talking to Paloma Cabana. She just dropped a bombshell on me. Now my head's popping. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout.
right now. Click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30 count bottle of immune booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Live, this is Lock and Load. We are talking to Paloma Capana. You need to repeat that last sentence you told me right before the break. That wasn't even very nice. That one just sort of made my eyes pop out of my skull. Say that again.
That Governor Cuomo from the state of New York would be running for president in 2024.
That's interesting because I really, you know... Do these guys, and listen, I got an ego, Paloma. I have to do what I do. But I don't have that fevered ego that a politician has. You know, Bloomberg, who's a New Yorker, he tried to run for president. Nobody likes him. You can't sell this kind of stuff, this kind of elite, coastal nonsense about control and this and that, and no guns and, high taxes and business. We're anti-business and we want your money and, you know, and then when they all run away, go, come on back, I'll buy you a drink. You know, that's a hard sell across the fruited plain, isn't it?
It's not as hard a sell as you would think. So let's do the nursing home policy again. Grabbed a couple things out of my computer on the break. He issued the directive on March 25th, and I can tell you that the Empire Center, empirecenter.org, actually still has a considerable amount of information up about the policy. So that's one place to look. Howard Zucker, who is Cuomo's health commissioner, actually testified in early August that he was going to issue an official report on how many people had died as a result of the policy. And as of October 23rd, ProPublica reported that they had followed up and there's nothing. And the Empire Center actually had filed a Freedom of Information request back in October, and they were told that they would not be getting a response, you know, any sooner than November 5th and so forth. So some of the estimates are roughly 6,500 people, but there's a question of how many. It's the way that he operates. You know my friend Bill Robinson of the Second Amendment radio show.
Yes,
I've represented Bill in several Freedom of Information requests that we sent in to the Cuomo administration and the New York State Police. And every time you have to take them to court. And every time they're going to obstruct, delay, you know, offer you incomplete responses until they get very pointed decisions from courts. And I do have the distinction of being one of the only attorneys to actually win attorney's fees against Governor Cuomo and the New York State Police for their obstruction of our Freedom of Information request concerning the AR registration that became mandatory in New York under the so-called SAFE Act. He gets away with it. He's been reelected three times. He's just come out with his second book. I mean, apparently during the pandemic, it doesn't matter how many people are dying. He's got time to write a book and take a $700,000 advance from a publisher. So, you know, I look at the pharmaceutical companies, and at least they're being honest about making money off of the pandemic. I look at Governor Cuomo, and I just shake my finger and say, shame on you. Shame on you for trying to make money off of the misery that some people and families are suffering right now.
When I see these inside baseball things, and I haven't, you know, some of the stuff you come at me with is always so raw. You know, I'm not prepared for some of this stuff. And that part.
Well, Cuomo, you might remember, started down in Washington, D.C., working at the HUD administration. And his father literally sent him there when Bill Clinton was president, and it was as a punishment for his various failings in New York. And so, you know, little Andrew came down to Washington, D.C., and he got himself ingrained and ingratiated and became part of the Clinton political machine and network. There are HUD internal communications from the time that he was there that we've gotten through Freedom of Information requests, where people working under him are just ridiculing his leadership abilities on something that simple, right, of running a particular housing project. So, you know, it goes way back. And then how does he become governor of the state of New York? Well, he ran a 12-way primary for attorney general. And one by one, every candidate down to one woman dropped out of the race. Well, where did they start showing up? Well, you know, it took a few years. But you find one of them now has a congressional seat. You know, and you find another. And so you look at that lineup and you say to yourself, well, what happened to the only woman in that 12-way contest? You know, the one who wouldn't withdraw, the one who was going to force a primary vote. And the answer is just completely obliterated, disappeared completely off the landscape. Never heard her name again, never saw her again. And that was the first couple of years that I ran for office. So, I mean, I was near full time on that campaign circuit, you know, seeing all of these people up close and personal. And there he is, AG. And there he is, governor. So, you know, I'm willing to put money on the table that if he can talk his way back to Washington, that's the only place he's ever wanted to be.
Yeah.
And it won't matter that Pelosi is third in line. He'll find a way to circumvent the constitutional line of succession.
Should she hire a food?
He will leapfrog Harris if he has to get there.
Should Pelosi hire a food taster if he gets it?
A bodyguard would be a start if Cuomo ends up in Washington in any kind of a position. Poor Bill. Did you have a shot of vodka before we started chatting?
No, but I think I'm going to have one afterwards. Anyway. The thing is that I'm going to find this, I'm finding this enjoyable as we go through all of this other stuff, because I think the number right now that they've come up with, if they can invalidate 45,000 ballots across the states that are in question, that it gets thrown to the House. And then if it gets thrown to the House, well, you know, the Republicans hold a 26-23 margin of superiority to the Democrats in the state delegates. And it's President Trump again. So we would get...
Yeah, and if there's any one thing I would say to the Republicans, to the conservatives, to anyone who cross-party voted for the president, we need to stop asking why the man hasn't conceded the race. They haven't even finished counting.
Yeah.
So our best compliment that we can make to democracy right now is for us to relax a little bit. You know, Biden can go ahead and do whatever transition conversations he wants to have. That's fine. He was in the White House on a near daily basis for 8 years, only 4 years ago. It's not as if the man doesn't have security information on a global level and introductions to many of the world leaders. So don't tell me that he has to be sitting on President Trump's lap every morning at 5 o'clock in order for this to be a functioning democracy and for us not to be vulnerable to national security attacks, right? He can go ahead and do whatever he's going to do. I mean, Al Gore was president for a few days, you know, several years ago as well. So
yep.
Let the counting continue. Let the lawyers do their job, file various documents. Once those documents get filed, we'll be past the anecdotal, you know, these are the claims being made, and you, me, and everybody else can be armchair quarterbacks. We can get some rulings from some judges, and things will shake themselves out, hopefully, before the convention and the casting of the electors' ballots. But if not, so be it. You know, we're going to get through this time, and if we don't get through it properly now,
we're running out of time.
Where are we
going to
be 24 years from now? So.
Yeah. Good question. We'll revisit this soon. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks, Bill, for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Absolutely. Back again in 21 hours from now. Then remember this. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.